Harper Audio presents A Cat Called Alfie by Rachel Wells. Read by Edward Killingback.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. I yawned and stretched, blinking into the dark night. The sky was clear, stars sprinkled sparsely above me, and the moon lit us up in a spotlight. "I'd better go home, Tiger," I reluctantly said. "They might be worrying." It wasn't often that I stayed out so late, but Tiger and I had been having fun with some of the neighbourhood cats, and I'd lost track of time. "Okay, Alfie, I'll walk you home." Although Tiger, my best friend, was a girl cat, she was pretty tough and definitely scarier than I was. And after all I had been through, I quite liked having her as my bodyguard. Even as we strolled down Edgar Road together, passing dark houses, lit street lamps and parked cars, I jumped occasionally at my shadow. I was a bit nervous in the dark. Past memories were conjured up, things I would rather forget, but Tiger was striding protectively next to me, so I tried to remember that I was safe now. "Look, Tiger," I exclaimed, fear forgotten, as we stopped near the house next door to mine, number 48 Edgar Road. My goodness.